Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back in another week where we're talking about what is God saying to us? What are we doing about it? And we're doing that through God's Word. What is burning on our hearts through God's Word? And this week is actually going to be connected to the week we did previously, where we're in the Gospel of Luke. And I know if you didn't listen to last week's episodes, I was sharing how something for me in this new year, particularly in this first month of the new year, is really just this desire to go deeper and deeper into who Jesus really is, to strip away my false images of him, my false idols of him, ways that I perceive him that are wrong, things about him that maybe I see that aren't correct, roadblocks to getting to know him, and actually say, Jesus, I want to know you as you are. I want to follow you as you are. I want to obey you as you are and as who you reveal and have revealed yourself to be. And so as I was praying through this, the Lord was really leading me to the Gospels. And I kind of was going through and being like, which Gospel have I read the least? And honestly, it was kind of a tie between Luke and Mark. I love John. I've been in John a ton. And I feel like Matthew was kind of like that natural introductory into the New Testament. And obviously, I've read Luke and Mark, and I know the stories. But really, in terms of making my own roadmap in these places, and I felt like Jesus was saying to me, I'm on these pages. Like, of course, the Holy Spirit inspires the whole Word of God, and Paul is always preaching about Jesus, and the Old Testament speaks of Jesus and all this kind of stuff. But in the Gospels, we see the exact steps that Jesus is taking on the earth. We see what he's like, what is his character, how does he treat people, what does he spend his time doing, what was the only Son of God like while he was on earth? Because this is revelatory for us. It shows us how God is even interacting with us now and how Jesus is speaking to us now. And so I began to just go through the Gospel of Luke. And meanwhile, we were also going in the daily readings of the Gospel of Mark. And so it was kind of nice to have those side by side and to just see and to study, friends. And I encourage you to study line by line. Go through and ask the Holy Spirit, show me, what did Jesus do? What is his tone here? What did he come to do? And last week we talked about a really important jumping off point in Luke chapter 4, where Jesus, coming out of the desert, is filled with the Holy Spirit. It says the Holy Spirit was resting upon him, and how Jesus was anointed for this Isaiah 61 mission. He's anointed to come down and bring the mission of the Father and the mission of the kingdom, to set the captives free, to give sight to the blind, to give justice to the oppressed, to do all of these things. And then we're called to participate in this mission. So it's pretty powerful. So that's where I want to continue on today. And we're going to jump a few chapters ahead from Luke chapter 4 to Luke chapter 6. And we might spend next week in Luke. I don't know. We'll have to see what the Lord is speaking to us. But there were some things that really stuck out to me from Luke chapter 6 that it's important that we hear from Jesus. Remember, because we're getting a picture of him. We're saying, who is he? Who was he? And so we're getting a picture of who he was and what he taught. And you may be like, I know that already, all this kind of stuff. But the invitation of Jesus is to be very, very attentive to what he did when he was on earth and allow that to actually begin to change us and show us something about him. So I want to read chapter 6. And a lot has happened, right? Jesus has healed more people. He's picked the 12 disciples. He's gotten into it with the Pharisees, all of these different kinds of things. He's talking about people kind of go at him in his hometown, and he's like, hey, a prophet isn't accepted in his hometown, that kind of thing. Jesus prays a lot. He heals a lot. He's doing a lot of different things. But we're going to start at Luke 6:17, and I'm going to read through verse 28 right now. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came forth from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you, and cast out your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you that are full now, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. But I say to you that hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you. As we wrap up just the reading of the scriptures, we didn't pray before, so let's just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we thank you for the word that we just read. We thank you for this rich, deep, challenging word that gives us a standard of life, that gives us a way to live, that gives us a way to be like you, all of these different things, Lord. And I ask that you would just right now soften our hearts, soften our minds, that we would receive this word, that it would hit us like a ton of bricks, that we would be convicted by it, that we would come ultimately, Lord, under your leadership. And we ask all this in your most holy name. Amen. Amen. Okay, I want to give a little bit of background here. So it says, right before this, Jesus, he named his 12 apostles. He named his 12 disciples. And I love this. It says, he came down to the hill and from prayer. So he prayed and he sought the Father's counsel, and then he names his 12 apostles. And then he begins, what does he do? Starting in 17. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people. And so I want you to imagine, again, we talked about this. Sometimes we picture it's like 10 people. We're just like kind of trailing around Jesus and being like, who is this guy? He's all his apostles there and a great multitude of people. People are spending their time, because remember what we've been reading in Luke every chapter. The multitude is growing. The report of him is growing as he preaches, as he teaches, as he heals. And what's he doing? He's spreading the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. And it's really important that we focus on this, because we see this in what we read today, both through Jesus's healing in the multitude, and then we're going to get into the blessings and the woes, you know, the part of the what he talks about in the Sermon on the Mount and these hard sayings of Jesus. He's doing signs. He's doing signs and wonders, and he's preaching a particular gospel. And so he's spreading what the scripture tells us is the gospel of the kingdom. What do we mean by that? And how are works a part of it? And how is speech a part of it? And what do we see in Jesus? Jesus comes on the scene and he's beginning to preach the gospel of the kingdom. He's beginning to do signs in the gospel of the kingdom. And Jesus is the manifestation of heaven coming together with earth. He's truly God and truly man, fully God and fully man. He's the perfect man that's come to restore relationship to the Father. And in him, the perfection of humanity and heaven meet. Heaven and earth meet. They come together. And so in Jesus, the culture of the kingdom of heaven, Jesus existed before all of eternity with the Father, with the love that flows between them. And so when he comes, he's bringing the kingdom of heaven with him. So what exists in the kingdom of heaven? Perfect love, perfect peace, perfect charity, healing, restoration, the power of God, the glory of God, the majesty of God. And here's what happens with Christianity through the person of Jesus, is that heaven invades earth. And the kingdom of light clashes with the kingdom of darkness, and the kingdom of light begins to take over. And so wherever Jesus goes, he's taking ground for the kingdom. How's he doing that? First, we see this in 17. How is he taking ground for the kingdom? A great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, coast of Tyre and Sidon. So basically, Luke's saying they came from everywhere. From everywhere, these people are coming. They came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came forth from him and healed them all. So there's these things that are part of the kingdom of the world, the darkness of the world, demons, powers and principalities of evil, sickness, disease, wrong thinking, disordered living, all these different things. And Jesus comes and he preaches and he heals all diseases. He's bringing the perfection and the power of the kingdom to earth. And so he's going from place to place and people are following him. And again, we're trying to get an image of Jesus, right? We're reading this like we're watching a movie. We're trying to catch, what is the main character like? Everybody wants a piece of him. It wasn't like now where people are like, oh, like, I'm a little bit interested in like this Jesus guy. I'm kind of interested in him. The signs were spreading. The wonders were spreading. The report of him was spreading. And people, I love this. It says they just wanted to touch him. What constitutes the gospel of the kingdom? Power going out. Power in preaching. Power in deeds. And so again, we see as Jesus brings the kingdom, people are healed. People are brought into their right mind. People are brought into a right, healed, and whole state through the power of God. The entire crowd, this multitude, is following him. The entire crowd seeks to touch him. This is the expression of the gospel of the kingdom, that Jesus comes and he doesn't just do cool tricks. He's showing people through his words and his actions that the kingdom has invaded earth in a person. The kingdom has invaded earth in a person. So he's there. He's with the crowd. It says he lifted his eyes up to his disciples and he said, and this is what I want to begin to get into tomorrow, but I want to give a sneak preview. So we see he's healing, he's casting out demons, and this is partly why the people are listening to his preaching. The signs and wonders are confirming the preaching. There's power that's going out. And what I want to ask us today is, are we living in the power of the gospel of the kingdom? Do we see ourselves as ambassadors of the kingdom of God, that we're partaking in the mission of Christ, that when we're going out, things are changing, power is going out, the power of God is going out, and we expect power to go out before us? Or is it like, okay, we're doing this all on our own human terms, we're trying to get things together, we're doing things really well, and kind of God, the power can maybe follow, and like God maybe try to keep up with us, but are we letting his power go before us? And are we letting the kingdom of God invade our own lives? Friends, what's the culture of our hearts? Is the culture of our hearts the kingdom of the world or the kingdom of God? The place where the preaching of Jesus is touching our hearts and his works are setting us free and transforming our lives. Reflect on that today and join us again tomorrow as we talk about the preaching of Jesus. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.